Welcome to The Grange Point, where we hang out and talk about the latest news in science technology and how they relate to your everyday life. This podcast is brought to you by the Young Scientists of Australia. We're a youth organisation aged 15 to 25 whose work is to promote science to the youth of Australia.
This week, Justin and Lauren learn about some small creatures that make big impressions. Now, chameleons are certainly masters at changing shape and size, but they're also packing some powerful weaponry. We find out which chameleons are actually packing the biggest punch, and then we talk about the most dangerous and tiniest creatures in the oceans that can be heard from miles away.
Well, in the animal kingdom, just like the human world, size doesn't always make as much of a difference as you might think, especially when it comes to chameleons. And now chameleons are some of the most changing and adaptive creatures in our environment. They also have very, very powerful tongues that can pack quite a punch and give you quite a tongue lashing. And it seems that size has an interesting role to play in these poor chameleons' powerful tongues.
They're just so sassy. So there's recently been a study at Brown University by the biologist Christopher Anderson about exactly what it is that makes the most powerful, like, tongue movement from chameleons.
Yeah, because when everyone sees a chameleon, they're so busy spending their time going, hey, this is changing colour, this is amazing and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And no one ever looks at the tongue. In the big ones, you occasionally see this weird, like, rolled up like a party streamery thing. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of what their tongue looks like, and then everyone goes back to looking at the pretty colours.
Or you only notice it when its tongue's, like, lashes out to catch, like, a fly out of midair.
Yeah.
And pulls it back in. But that's less entertaining for, like, the Disney world, so I think it gets used a little bit less.
Well, yeah, it's used for the comedic one-line scene, but the rest of the time it's just hanging out.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So, what they decided to do was to measure similar species of chameleon and differ them by size to see whether it was going to be the smallest comedian. It was going to be the
smallest comedian who had the most powerful tongue lashing, but also mostly looking at the smallest chameleons.
So the smallest comedian chameleon, the smallest comedian chameleons, that's going to be safe from now on, to the biggest chameleons that they could find.
And it's kind of funny to actually analyse the range of size and how it actually impacts such what is a generic thing for most animals. And they have some sort of mouth or appendage to enable them to consume food. And the interesting part about these tongues is that the way they use them, much in the same way a frog does, to snatch out a bug or an insect out of the air, means it has to be really fast. But how fast is actually quite fascinating when you get into the details.
So what they found out is that the chameleon's tongues could go from 0 to 60 miles per hour in a hundredth of a second, and only needs about 20 milliseconds to snag a cricket or a fly.
Yeah, so this is for a chameleon that would fit on the size of your thumb. So this is like a couple of centimeter long chameleon. It can shoot out its tongue 264 times greater acceleration than gravity, which is 9.81 meters a second. But as a rough comparison, when you drop something out of your hand and it accelerates towards Earth, a chameleon the size of your thumb can shoot out its tongue, like, substantially many times. 264 times it could grab things out with its tongue before it fell down. That's kind of the acceleration difference we're talking about here.
To be honest, we were talking about superheroes before, and now I think that being a chameleon superhero would obviously be the best thing.
Well, I mean, like, Nightcrawler in the Marvel comics has a kind of a... He's kind of chameleon, kind of a weird animal reptilian type thing who teleports, but he does have a bit of a tongue like that. No, he does. He has a forked tongue, a demon tongue. There's the bug person.
Toad.
Yes, Toad, who has a tongue like that. But this is much faster than any other animal, reptile, bird, mammal, vertebrate, toad, frog, you name it. This is the fastest possible thing, and it's all with these really, really tiny, like, chameleons.
I think they mentioned that, like, the highest acceleration power output, only a salamander outdoes it, but pretty much anything else, it's just there is too much power and acceleration in there.
Yeah, it's like ballistic projectile levels of power, and it's equivalent to for the Rhamphalian spinosaurus.
So how exactly do they achieve this secret tongue movement?
Well, it's not just like their muscles just spontaneously go, hey, bam. When you have something of that much power, you need to cock it. You need to load it up before you fire it, like a gun or an arrow. Mm-hmm. You cock back an arrow and you let it go. That's the process that you use. You build up the potential energy in pulling back the bowstring and then you let it go. In the same way, that's actually what they're doing with their tongues. They wind up their tongues and then they coil up and ready to shoot out. And then they release a catch and let it go. And all the built up energy, about 14,000 watts per kilogram of energy, gets launched out in a projectile motion to catch their prey. And most of the motion or the energy enabling them to do that is actually stored in the muscles in their tongue as well, on the mouth as well. So it's not, it sort of builds up and holds it in before it lets it go. So it's not like trying to store it in one spot.
It's not just trying to like punch how we do from like middle of the air.
Yeah. So it's generally when you punch, often you'll actually, either you'll pull your arm back and punch, which is the same kind of cocking process, or you just do it from a stationary point and push forward. That, you know, you have less force then when you don't actually have a chance to build up a swing. To actually study this, though, they had to do some pretty interesting research, though, to actually get together and find out these things. So they got together 20 different types of chameleons of different sizes in the University of South Florida lab, and then they put them all in front of a camera, a high-speed camera that shoots 3,000 frames a second, and then just dangled a little cricket in front of them and to see how quickly it would take them to shoot out their tongue to get it.
I'm sure that would be amazing footage to just sit there and watch.
Well, the problem is that some of these are moving so fast that it was actually quite challenging for the footage to actually capture. An interesting part was that the smaller the chameleon, the higher the peak acceleration that they actually had. So the smaller the size of the chameleon, the more output it got. So the Rampholian spinosus stuck out its tongue to about 2.5 times its body length. So its tongue is huge, and it gets it out there really, really fast. Larger chameleons have less impressive motions, and they don't have as long tongues, and they don't get out as fast. About like 18% of the super fast, really, really tiny ones. So the bigger chameleons, although they may have bigger tongues, they're not actually as fast at accelerating or as ballistic as the small, powerful, tiny chameleons that really pack a punch.
So the reason they specified, like, they hypothesized behind why the tiny chameleons were better than the bigger chameleons at feeding and pushing their tongue out a lot faster is that they needed to consume more energy or body weight to survive because they've got less on them. Therefore, they need to be eating more to keep, like, they haven't got as much to store there.
Yeah, so if you're a big chameleon and you ate one cricket, then proportional to your body size, that if you're a tiny chameleon, then that cricket may be quite large compared to you. So you need to eat less of them, but or you need to eat lots of smaller ones because maybe you can't eat something that's bigger than you. Whereas if you're a large chameleon, you can be a bit more picky and choosy about what you eat, which certainly makes a lot of sense why the small ones need to have the sports car type performance packed into a small package. And so it's actually kind of interesting because it means that when looking at animals to learn and to find out what are the best at something, sometimes you need to look where you least expect it. Some of the smallest animals, like some small shrimps, also pack ballistic level punches. But they have like little pincer claws that fire off at tremendous acceleration rates as well underwater, like pistol shrimp. I think pistol shrimp or pistol crabs that have a similar type of big punch that they sort of let go. And it's, you know, the most powerful ballistic force produced by an animal. But, you know, it's underwater, so that's even harder. So fair play to them. And they need to, because they're so tiny, they need actually to be able to exert that force to be able to pull their weight and eat their weight worth of food.
And this will be really interesting for, like, previous chameleon studies as well. Like, I'm sure someone has studied, like, the force of a chameleon tongue before. But I read that a lot of them were just using the larger chameleons. So it'd be interesting if they repeated some of those experiments, except using the smaller, more ballistic.
Yeah, and they can learn more from actually considering a wider sample. So it just goes to show that in science, sometimes you need to look a bit past your original assumptions about where the most powerful things are, but sometimes they might be right under your nose, or your thumb, for that matter. We'll be right back.
Now, earlier we talked about the Alphidae, which is a species of shrimp, or family of shrimp, really, that have very odd and unusual asymmetrical claws. Now, why we talk about these is because these really tiny shrimp are some of the most noisiest creatures in the world. In terms of the ocean, they rival even the blue whale for noise generation ability, which has earned many of them the nicknames in some of the varying species, pistol shrimp. Now, the sound that's made by these pistol shrimp, or these Alphidae type shrimps, is actually the result of it snapping its asymmetrical claws shut in such a way that a cavitation bubble is formed. Now, this generates huge amounts of pressure, just about 4 centimeters away from the claw. And this blast bubble of cavitation wave travels out at about 60 kilometers an hour, travels out at about 100 kilometers an hour, and causing an immense sound of around 218 decibels. And that pressure wave alone is enough to kill a small fish. And for comparison, on Earth, a jet fighter is around the 120 to 160 decibels range. What you're listening to right now will probably sit comfortably in the 50 to 70 decibels range. A pretty loud rock concert or a large amount of machinery is probably around 100 to 110. A taking off jet is 140, and a very powerful gun is about 160 decibels. So this shrimp, this tiny little shrimp, is actually producing way more than that underneath the water. And it's only 3 to 5 centimeters long, much in the same way as the tinier chameleons have more powerful tongues. This tiny shrimp has the loudest noise in the ocean. And so loud, in fact, that it actually has been known to ruin sonar and navigation systems because it creates too much noise. It's also a very interesting piece of shrimp because it actually has a symbiotic relationship in the reefs with goby fishes. The shrimp itself burrows out the hole, and then both the goby fish and the shrimp live inside it. The goby fin has better vision, so it actually alerts the shrimp to danger, which then the shrimp can go take it out with its snapping claws. Now, recently, researchers from North Carolina's State University have been studying the waters around Palmico Sound, a local reef area. And when you put a microphone under the water, you will hear the sound of someone like just dumping a ton of Rice Krispies or popping bubbles in packaging paper all around it. But it's not anything unusual. It's actually just colonies of the shrimp living there. But what they've actually identified is that these shrimp and the noise levels produced by them actually give you a very interesting way of determining the health of the reef. Now, the two researchers, Del Boyensteinel and David Eggleston, who are professors of marine, earth, and atmospheric sciences at NC State, have found that the underwater soundscapes, so the noises generated by these reefs and the creatures living in them, actually tell us a lot about the health and the ecology of those areas. Now, obviously, there's differences between the seasons and the differences between the nights and the day. In the summertime, they get up to about 2,000 snaps per minute. And in the winter, it's actually only down to about 100 or fewer. This also means that the decibel levels drop dramatically between seasons, about 15 decibels. And the shrimp tend to be more active at night in the summer, but in the daytime, they are more active in winter. So by studying the noise from these reefs over about a 2-year period, they start to get a lot of interesting information. So are there changes in the migration patterns between the fish? And is there a migration pattern in the reef or an activity level change that occurs that means that the shrimp are more or less active between the seasons? But really, it's also opening up a new area of research, and that is studying the soundscapes of aquatic environments in ways that we haven't really considered before. And what that actually tells us about the health of larval biologies, of reefs, of fish, of shrimp in those areas as well. And there's actually probably a lot more to learn. So this is some exciting research being done out of North Carolina State University about a pretty remarkable, tiny, little shrimp that certainly packs a punch.
This has been the Young Scientists of Australia's podcast, Lagrange Point.
This week we learned about tiny chameleons that pack a big punch and the pistol-wielding pistol shrimps that are some of the loudest creatures in the ocean.
Our ending theme was composed by Audionautix. Head to ysa.org.au for more information about the Young Scientists of Australia.